Well, Socky, I'm very much looking forward to this chat. Good mate of mine, actually, these days. And terrific, terrific role model, terrific mother, terrific sports person. I'm talking about Corbin Baxter, who I had the great pleasure, my young daughter who loves Corbin, she said, "Dad, we've got to go up to the grand final. It's Redcliffe. It's the Roosters taking on the Dragons." So, you know what? I did that. And thanks to Corbin and the Mighty Roosters, it's one of the greatest moments, memories for me, taking a daughter, four kids, a chance to go away by ourselves to Redcliffe. Very, very memorable. And to see her young son in front of us, absolutely delighted. He's a champion little kid. And her husband as well. And I'm pleased to say, the lady who made it all happen. Corbin Baxter's on the line. G'day, Corbs.
Hey, Joel. Too kind. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, State of Origin has happened. Now, let's get to the real heavy stuff first. That big grand final we went to see, one of the stars alongside yourself was Isabel Kelly. Now, have you heard how she's going? What's the latest with Isabel?
Yeah, I think she's doing all right now. It was really hard to see her going through a bit of pain last night when she copped a bit of a hit to the throat. But I think she's in good spirits. I think she had some scans last night at the hospital, so was waiting to get them back. But I think it's been good news, and she's posted up on her Instagram that she's hopefully heading home really soon. So, she's a tough cookie, and I'm sure she'll be okay. But, yeah, she's got good people around her, and she's doing all right, I think.
Cobes fight. Cobes, that's my wife, Cobes. I'm used to seeing Cobes and Corbin together. Corbs, okay, I should say. Five origins for New South Wales, yourself. And then last night we go there and the girls who played, and, you know, Queensland obviously had a famous victory and New South Wales not so, but all the girls hung around and the many, many thousands of young girls who just waited around for a photo, and it's all being posted on Instagram and all their social media, great crowd. How proud are you, Corbs, of the growth of this game?
I'm extremely proud. I've been lucky enough to be in there from the very first State of Origin when they rebranded it. And even then, just the turnout that we had was awesome. But the growth even over those last 5 years has been enormous. I got to the game last night and, it was good to see so many young boys and girls, but obviously lots of girls there to watch their, you know, their heroes and, you know, Isabel Kelly's, Kezzy Apps. And it's just so amazing to feel the support. And now it being, you know, standalone matches, we have, you know, genuine fans that are coming to watch us. So I know it means the world to the girls, and it's great that they can give back and hang out after the game and get photos, because we know that, you know, we have such a great support and fans in New South Wales that we want to do those little things that can make their night as well.
And Socky, what the viewers have to appreciate, these girls playing Origin for this first one, they haven't had the full season or the half season.
No.
That the NRL men have had. So it was unbelievable what they were able to do.
Yeah, the level and the standard was amazing. I enjoyed that. It was a great spectacle. Even though I'm a Blues supporter and it's been a tough couple of days watching the Blues lose. So we move on to game two, Corbin, and it's a points differential that we'll move on to. Hopefully we get to a stage where there's a third game and there can be a decider, much like the men's, but it was a record crowd. What do you think the Blues need to do to get over the line in game two?
Yeah, it was Queensland were really good last night. I think they played really well as a team and took their opportunities. I think our girls just need to get rid of the errors. I think on both sides there was a few more drop balls than we would have liked. And you touched on, they haven't been playing in the NRLW prior to this. Mm. Both teams have been playing in their state competitions, whether in Queensland or New South Wales. So, those comps are still strong, but that NRLW standard is much higher. So jumping from that to an Origin match is a huge jump. And it's just, getting into the groove earlier. I think our New South Wales girls, they came up with some resilience. They faced some adversity with a really late change in Tiana Penetani having to pull out due to hamstring injury. So there was a big reshuffle in positions and things like that. But I can't fault them. I think it was tough the whole way through. Maybe just a little bit more cohesion all the way throughout from the middle out to our edges. But it's going to be a tough challenge up in Townsville to beat them by 9. I know all of the games, the Origin games in the last 5 years have been within that 8 points, I believe. So it's a tough one, but I'm backing them to be able to do it for sure.
We are chatting with Corbin Baxter. Now, Corbin is a former Gillaroo Origin, a premiership winning captain with the Roosters. Mm-hmm. And what she did say when coming onto the program, she said, well, look, I'm happy to come on, but I've got to warn you, I'm playing a one-on-one match with my young son, Bowden, who's Bodie's.
Is that not the greatest name? Bowden Baxter.
Bodie Baxter. BB. What a champion. How's he going in this particular battle at the moment, Corbs?
No, I'm winning for sure. I timed it perfectly.
Did ya?
I put him down.
Yeah.
I've got him in the arms at the moment, actually, just to make sure that he cooperates. But no, he's been a good boy. He's been a trooper.
Now, you mentioned the two games for Origin, and we will get to three at some point. Now, Miller told me last night, my second daughter, Corbin, that because I was of the understanding initially that the reigning chance, which is New South Wales, if it was a drawn series, which means we win one, we maintain the shield. So unless you sort of have a clean sweep or two, you pinch it back. But this could be right or wrong. I'm not quite sure. But Miller was saying that it actually comes down to for and against.
It does, yeah.
Is that right?
So you've got it 8 points behind. Yeah. To beat
them. Yeah, correct. So that was my understanding as well. I think it was everyone's understanding because that's what everyone had been told that if, because New South Wales won in last year, if it was a draw this year, then they would retain the trophy. But I'm quite sure something came out in the media this week while the girls were in camp that they were informed otherwise. And yes, you're correct. It does come down to total points aggregate over the two matches if it is a one-all draw. So I think that makes more sense. It's more just it would have been beneficial if the girls knew that earlier because they were going into prep. I mean, not that it changes much, but they had that in their head that if they win the first game, pretty much they retain the trophy. So I know there was a lot of frustration around that, but yeah, it is what it is, and it's made their campaign a little bit harder now.
I love it, but I do like the fact. I know it's not great for New South Wales, but it does add more to the spectacle that there's almost a run rate, Socky, that you need to go and chase this down.
Well, I was listening to the coach speak in the after press. They're focusing on the win, then hoping that they can get the 8 points. Or 8 points should be enough because a draw and draw should get them through. But one of the missing pieces or a jigsaw piece that might be missing, Corbin, and I heard a little whisper. You're not intending on making a comeback, are you?
never. But my focus is well and truly on getting back into the NRLW, injury free, fit, healthy. But I do feel like I've not done with the Blues jersey yet. I was lucky enough to be in the squad last season, but that's right when I found out I fell pregnant with Bodie. But I mean, if that opportunity came up next year and I'm playing good footy, then I'll absolutely be taking that with both hands. But right now, focus is on NRLW and I'm super excited for that.
Great. And I'm curious to find out, because with cricket and women's cricketers, when they fall pregnant, they're guaranteed a contract that follows on the next year. Is it the same with the Roosters and yourself? So that'll be your first point of call, is to go back to the Roosters and play. But do they just guarantee that contract as well?
Not necessarily. There's a whole lot of work being done in that space at the moment with the RLPA. But if I'd signed a multi-year contract right now, then yes. But if you had only previously signed as 1 year, then they're not obligated to, obviously have to sign you again if you do find out you're pregnant. So I've been lucky. Roosters have been awesome to me. And even when I wasn't able to play last year, they found some other things for me to do. I was part of the coaching staff. So was lucky enough to get, a working contract there. But it's still a little bit up in the air around the pregnancy policy and how all that works at the moment.
Well, Corbs, we can't wait to see the return. We appreciate you joining the Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Socky in the chair today, the Kickin' It podcast. So download that, folks. Kiana Takarangi and, of course, Corbin. You having fun with that, Corbs?
Yeah, lots of fun. Lots of fun. We're chatting all things women's rugby league. There's lots of love out there for the boys. So we just wanted to, share a bit of love for the girls and help people learn about women's game and some of the players within it as well. So it's been lots of fun. We're a couple episodes in and, really enjoying it.
Yep, top 50 in the sporting podcast on Spotify. So there you go. Congratulations on that, Corbs, with yourself and Kiana. Yeah, and we'd love to get you both in the studio one day. And the women's game of rugby league in all ages, I think it's the fastest growing sport in Australia. It's absolutely flying because of people like yourself, Corbs. We appreciate your time here on this particular Friday afternoon.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, Joel. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Corbin Baxter, absolute star. Terrific person. Coming up next, it's the Melbourne taking... I was going to say the Melbourne Storm, it's the Demons. taking on Carlton, Jared Waitley, Dwayne Russell, Brad Johnson, Ellie Blackburn. Tomorrow, big day for NRL fans. All starts at 9 a.m. The Mowers Club, James Magnuson and Justin Horro. Munster, the special guest. Crunch time, Kane, Manor, Prezenko. And then you're going to join... Oh, you've got the day off tomorrow. Yes, Kane, Carroll and Horro with the call for Warriors taking the Dolphins. The run home, thanks to Hyundai Tucson. Of course, the callers make the show. And the text and the listeners, we appreciate that. But tomorrow's SUV, book a test drive, and Anytime Fitness, the gym for anybody, anytime. Hyundai and Anytime Fitness right behind us. But that's us for another show. Thank you, tourists. Thank you, Brooksy. And we'll catch you all on Monday. And for those tuning in to Let It Ride and Crunch Time, we'll see you tomorrow.